USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're almost 20% into the 21st century, but we're still dealing with a government that is from the early 20th century.
And with those words, White House Budget Chief Mick Mulvaney yesterday outlined President Trump's vision of merging the U.S. Departments of Education and Labor into a single department.
That makes tremendous sense, because what are they both doing? They're doing the same thing. They're trying to get people ready for the workforce.
Congress would have a big say in any such reorganization. Lawmakers in the U.S. House yesterday rejected a hardline Republican immigration bill. It failed on a vote of 193 to 231, with more than 40 Republicans joining Democrats and voting against it. A vote on a more moderate bill planned for yesterday has now been moved to next week. If passed, its future in the Senate's unclear. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.